RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Dirt and Sprague.
Here's a third and four for Young. Out of the shotgun, Hubbard in the backfield. Young has time. Going to let it fly. Got a man out there. It's intercepted. Turning upfield is Julian Love, 45-40. Down the far sidelines, 30. Knocked out of bounds.
Andy Dirt Johnson. Brandon Sprague.
Now making a move. Step back three. Denny Arsenault high. Came up short. Rebound. Clinton.
Dirt and Sprague on the Fan Sports Network.
Good morning. Welcome into another Sports Saturday edition of Dirt and Sprague.
Drop bombs on that thing.
I'm Joe Fisher III. Across the faux marble table, Rashad Taylor.
Top of the morning, folks.
That's not real marble.
That is, I don't. That, it's super wood underneath this.
Oh, is it?
Yes. You feel like go ahead and feel it's a little
super
deeper.
Super wood.
Yeah, that's
was
definitely
that
wood.
Corian in there. Or
yeah.
Something?
All right. It's fancy though.
It's pretty. It's pretty solid. It's, yeah, that's that. I'm looking
it's sturdy.
I don't know. I mean, I think there's wood. I think it's a second layer of wood with maybe some sort of gypsum or something like that. Honestly, I don't know.
I don't know. This is just really nice, like an over.
It looks
paper.
Nice.
Yeah.
I mean, don't swab this and put it on a petri dish is what I would say. But,
no,
you know.
No. It's pretty disgusting. We should. And the thing is, there are disinfectant wipes and everything here.
Yes.
On the and I don't know if anyone ever.
Rop does.
Rop.
Yes.
Okay.
Rop
okay.
Wipes down his area before
Rop
he
is,
starts.
Rop is the new Camp McClelland.
And Sprague will do it, too.
I remember.
Sprague's a bit of a germaphobe.
I can. That tracks.
I remember former morning host Cam Cleland, the days that I would fill in produce sometimes. He would come in on Monday mornings. What the hell are the guys on the weekends doing? It's disgusting.
In the chair.
There's crumbs. And he would just, he would wipe down everything. Not just the table, the
and
mics, I mean, screen.
It
like
should
he
be
was...
noted, I've never had food in the studio.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. There was the notorious email sent out about a month ago from one Dusty the Fan Man Hera. And he had to inform us, all the fan on-air staff, to not eat food in the studio. And also, which has become a big big point of contention among people in the building, is to, and it's crazy, hang with me here, put your dishes in the dishwasher.
Stop it.
Who I know. It. Who puts their dishes in the dishwasher?
Yeah, that's
yeah,
crazy
exactly.
Talk, right?
Stupid.
What
Why
adults,
would you do such a thing?
What yeah. adults run around places just drinking and eating out of stuff and just leave it?
The best
counter.
The best part about that email was at the end, because most of it was about eating food within the studio, because with it being a soundproof studio, it also traps smells in here.
Yes.
But at the very end, he mentioned, also, can you put your dishes in the dishwasher? I can't believe I'm writing that sentence out.
Well, it's just, I mean, listen, I totally understand being in a rush, like, you know, drinking some coffee or a quick cup of water and then, you know, putting it just in the sink and forgetting about it. Totally understand that. But now, same token.
Like, that I will admit I've done.
Like,
I've rushed back between a break. I've had a water cup. My coffee cup is in here, and that just stays. That's just, and I'll you know, rinse it out. Yeah, that's true. On my own.
You know, I was about to throw you under the bus and feel like I've seen a lot of coffee cups lying there in the kitchen.
No, I have my one coffee cup and I keep it over in the little corner next to my windscreen on my mic.
All right.
The most for me is I might forget my bottle of water as I'm leaving or something like that. I always kind of have water and I might.
That's unacceptable, really.
Yeah, I know. That's the one thing. So sorry. Sorry, morning guys.
I might have left the water glass, like if I needed just water.
Well, and I know that the gripe from the old weekend show, the Sinner and Saint, they used to have a segment called The Growler and the Grill, where they would bring in a local food or drink purveyor, if you will. And so, yeah, I mean, they're
having the show right after that. I was, you know, victim to a few of those.
Why does it smell like hot dogs?
It's like, is this a beer? Like, is this just open still here? Like, this is crazy.
Yeah, I know.
Yes, so that did happen. Also, I mean, like, let's be real. If we were to ask the fan audience out there to just take a guess at who's eating food in the studio, I think we might all know who that might be. I think, I mean, I know it's not you. It's not me because we're not in here enough. Again, I'm just...
Look, we have been known on this morning show to have a breakfast burrito at points... But I will say,
religiously eating.
We are very conscious about cleaning up our messes and keeping it off to the side, not putting it like right in front of microphones or whatever.
People should make a run. Yeah, people should. I remember this one time, Mike Rice got caught on camera like eating. Chicken fingers
during a Blazer game.
Yeah, during the game. So they go back to them talking.
What a play by Thomas Robinson.
They go back to Breeden Rice, and he's like, "Oh," and kind of puts the chicken strip away real fast. It was pretty funny. So yeah, do you remember?
I have to properly schedule like eating before doing like Pilots games. It's just me. I got even pregame, halftime, all that stuff. So I have to eat at the right time before, so I don't have a rumbly stomach, but I got enough in me to sustain me all the way through a 3 hour plus broadcast.
I learned that doing the Schwab with you. You know,
I know.
I learned that, like, okay, these games start so fast, and there's a preview for the next one.
Well, there's no break between those games.
There's no break, and so it's like, okay, you might want to take this 7 minutes between this time to get some Chick-fil-A in you or something like that.
Swag's got a pee bucket under the table.
Yeah, but I'm not sure if you remember, Swag. We did the Hoop Summit 1 year together, and a buddy of mine who I hadn't seen in a while saw me. Was like, oh, just brings me a beer in the middle of me and Swag doing the broadcast, and I was kind of like, thanks. And then Swag just quietly takes his headphone off and goes, don't drink that. Like, yeah, don't worry. I'm not gonna drink that. Yeah, we're good. But I've always had cams.
You're just hearing on the broadcast. It's like, yeah, it was a great play.
A little swig, but I never bring
food. That's good hops.
I never bring food, and I'm always really mindful of how I leave the area based on that cam stuff a long time ago because like I don't want to be that guy. And he's like, who are the weekend guys? Like, there's literally three weekend guys. Like, so it's one of us. But yeah, I try to be mindful of that. So I definitely will start using more of this heavy duty cleaning.
Yeah, you're disgusting over there.
I feel like I'm
you're a slob, you're a pig,
bit of a cesspool over here, but we can fix it.
Speaking of food, good little Christmas.
You know what? Great little Christmas.
Great
little Christmas, man.
This just in.
Yeah. You know, I didn't get a chance to see my family last year for Christmas. And, you know, for those of you new to to Sports Saturday, I kind of had some health issues, you know, last year. And so Christmas was fun, but all my family wasn't there and it was kind of weird. And, you know, so this was the first time I had all my family around. It was a lot of fun. Made some great food on Christmas morning and Christmas night. So, yeah, man, good little day. Got some new kicks, which is always a good thing. Got a new shaver. You know,
nice.
Yeah, so new clippers.
Keep things all nice and tight down there.
Yeah, man, it's not cool using a razor. Like my shaver broke, and I had to use a razor at certain points for stuff. It's like, yeah, that wasn't fun.
Yeah, I've given up on face shaving with a razor. I just take the wall clippers out and I just put the lowest setting on and there then just go there.
Knock it out.
I haven't actually like razor shaved in probably 8 months. close really? To it. Yeah.
I don't think I really
I want only, that stubble.
I only do it to kind of clean up the line area. So at least it looks I look presentable, you know, at points. But other than that, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a good Christmas for me. You know, big family. It's always hectic. I think that my stepmom is going to go borderline insane here in the next couple of years. She does this thing that I did not know until someone pointed it out to me. Like, she's a clean freak. Like, she has just made a just fits over the years about, so who's coming to clean the floors the next day? Like, she, you know, one she is, okay. Oh, yeah, probably not the best person to be hosting,
no,
you know, like 25 plus people, but she does it, her and my dad. But she does this thing that, like, I think when she's, like, nervous about how many people are in the house and how much stuff is getting dirty, she, like, will hum as she's going and doing things. Just,
oh, okay.
Like, right. I notice it for
I'm
the first time.
I'm not angry about this. Nothing to
I'm
see
about
here.
To lose my ass. Yeah, and someone pointed out to me Thanksgiving weekend, and then I noticed it during Christmas. And I was
well,
like,
shout
oh my
out
God.
To her. You know,
oh,
shout
my
out,
God. She absolutely hates us.
Shout out to your stepmom for at least keeping it in, because my uncle hosted Christmas this year, and there's nothing subtle about him. He's,
you ungrateful sons of.
Pretty much, man. Walking around. So you're just going to sit on the couch like that? Oh, you just gonna,
oh, you're just going to eat food.
Yeah, oh, man. That's not enough ham. You want more. It was like, oh, man. Okay. Never mind. Maybe I don't, you know? So, but yeah, shout out to my Uncle Barry, man, because he always does it, but it's like, you can tell he's angry about it. And then his wife, my auntie, is so like happy go lucky. Like, why don't you sit on the couch like that? You should do. Then, you know, my uncle's just like, oh, man, let's hurry up and get this over with. Let's do the gift so we can go.
Yeah, she was adamant this year. When every kid showed up, she made sure to tell every kid, no running in the house this year. No running in. Like, she laid down the law immediately.
Yeah, that's good. You got to come in and set expectations real fast. You know, come in, hey, shoes off.
Yeah.
Or, hey, you know, we don't, there's no TV in the other room, so everybody stop. Okay, let everybody know now so nobody gets in trouble.
Also, I realized that having the same name as my dad and my son, it's a problem.
You're just now realizing that could be an issue.
Well, it can be an issue at times, but this year...
So which one of you is Joseph?
No one goes by Joseph. The nice thing is my son does go by Joey, so that helps separate him out, but... Me and my dad both go by
so
by
one
Joe,
of you have to so. Go by Joseph.
But what happened this year is my son opened up a sweatshirt that he thought was his, was not his, it was mine. Good thing we noticed that. We noticed it like in the moment.
Extra large. Yeah. What?
And so I was like, yeah, that's definitely, I don't think that's yours, bud. But then, I believe it was yesterday morning, my dad calls me and he goes, hey, out of curiosity, did you get a bottle of Basil Hayden whiskey for Christmas by chance? And I was like, yeah, I did.
It was delicious.
I was like, from you and Michelle, right? It was great. Yeah, I actually had a glass last night while I was playing video games. It was fantastic. He's like, yeah, that was supposed to be my bottle. That was actually from your stepmom that was supposed to go to me. I'm like, oh.
Well, you can have some if you
want. Well, it's already open, so... I think I owe you a bottle of whiskey now because I'm not bringing it back.
Oh, no, this is mine now. Yeah. You're free to come over and have a couple drinks if you'd like. You know, I'll come to you, but...
it's staying put.
Yeah, this is mine now, unfortunately. You know, finders keepers.
So now I think that for next year, for all the gifts for my dad and myself, we need to put random names on there, like to Frank or to Daryl.
Just let people guess.
And just, have everybody confused.
We did a white elephant this year. Which was great.
We used to do White Elephant low stakes. Yeah, we used to do White Elephant a lot as kids growing up over at my grandparents. We would do like a cousin's Christmas party or whatever. And we used to do it a lot there. But I'm jealous. I've seen all the White Elephant parties.
Was
I was like, we got to bring that back.
First time for us, so it was pretty cool.
Swag, you have a good Christmas?
Yeah, it was a little hectic. We had to call audibles. My stepdad ended up in the hospital.
Oh.
Turns out it was mostly a false alarm. He'd been having problems with his esophagus swelling up. Yikes. And closing off. Well, it got swollen up, I don't know, 23rd or 24th or whatever, to the point where he couldn't swallow water. So they were worried about him getting dehydrated, Jesus. So he needed IVs. So turns out it was
Doesn't
one
have
of
rabies,
his...
rabies, does he?
Huh?
It doesn't have rabies.
No. It turned out what they found was they believe, after talking to him and they finally got in with a scope to see off the day after Christmas, that he needs to take his pills earlier in the evening. He used to take them like right before he went to bed. So one of them got lodged, didn't get all the way down into his stomach.
Yikes.
And it forced it to swell all up, get inflamed.
Yikes.
So like we said, it would turned out to be a false alarm, but then we ended up punting, and because my mom usually hosts big Christmas dinner, she wasn't going to do that. So they went over to my sister-in-law's family. So Pax was home, so he came home with my wife and I. We just did a big salmon on the Traeger, some grilled asparagus, and called that good. Watched some Wes Anderson movies on Christmas night. It was fantastic.
I love
nice.
It, man.
Nice.
I love
Very
it.
Nice. Hey, you know, for your uncle, nothing that a glass of Basil Hayden prime rib can't fix, right? Was that not the...
Well, he can't... stepdad couldn't... You know, couldn't swallow anything.
Stepdad, excuse me.
Yeah.
Probably doesn't want to drink whiskey right now, Joe.
I feel like that's an old-timey, like...
Your throat hurts? Drink whiskey. That'll help.
Add some whiskey and some prime rib.
Well, the problem is prime rib, you
can't swallow. Yeah, barely drink water.
Got to kind of have to chew that.
Watch everybody else eat the salmon and asparagus. Yeah, that's it.
But no, other than that, it was a rare case. I was trying to think, probably not since COVID, that I had that many consecutive days off around the holiday where I didn't have to come into the station or didn't have a Pilots game to call.
Well, you don't work hard at all, so days off for you. Not deserving, you know, but I'm glad that you enjoyed it. I'm glad that you enjoyed your time off.
And so we're ready to go. We eased into it with some Pilots hoops yesterday.
There we go.
That was frustrating.
Yeah.
Not as frustrating as the Beavs, but, you know.
Hey! Local college collegiate basketball sports will do that to you. It's doing it even to Duck fans right now. I mean, they beat Omaha this weekend, but, you know, I mean, I don't know if you've seen what
Omaha
else
was a tournament year. Team last year and among the favorites to win the Summit League.
Look at this guy. He's plugged in.
Omaha has a team?
Yeah, the whole Omaha recruiting report.
The Mavericks.
Or scouting report. Yeah. Even knows the mascot.
Swag, I can almost guarantee we can throw out any team name and you know exactly what that mascot is.
Yeah, there's a few. There are 365 Division I basketball playing schools.
I can almost guarantee. You know, we should have a show. You remember Stump the Schwab?
Yeah.
Stump the Swag. I think we might have to do that on like Wednesday or something like that.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm down for that. But let's get to going. We got a lot to get to, a lot of great football.
A lot of sports
just from Christmas.
Hey, the Blazers.
Day after.
Blazers, right?
The Celtics.
Yeah.
Great game. I was there last night. Pretty good game. Lots of Celtics fans. Really weird.
Yeah, there is. I went to the Celtics game last year, really, and I noticed that too. But let's get right into it. Favorite moment of the extended sports weekend for you guys. We get to that next here. Dirt and Sprague, but Rashad and Joe sitting in for you Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Do that next here on Dirt and Sprague on the Fan Sports Network.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Great sports weekend. Extended sports weekend. It started on Christmas Day. Last Thursday, we had some action on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So I asked you, Rashad and Jason Swigart, and the listeners out there, you can text in 503-864-6326. Again, that's 503-864-6326. What were some of your favorite moments of the extended sports weekend? Because I got a couple.
Man,
I got a few.
There was quite a few this weekend. Like, I mean, a lot of them are in the NBA. You know, if I'm being honest, like the NBA really shined this Christmas. I think the NBA took its opportunity to say
the NFL slate was bleh.
And it didn't hurt that the NFL games were ass for the most part.
By the way, what I said happened last year happened again this year, where I was playing NBA and my dad's like, put some NFL on. What NFL? Nobody, I'm like, Dad, it's the Cowboys, Commanders. Like, they're both out of the playoffs. It doesn't matter. Just put it on. Just put on the NFL, please.
I'm like,
but Victor Wembanyama, look at him. He's insane. I don't care. Please.
It was on in the background for a little bit when I was cooking, but I was like, yeah, turn the NBA on because this is. But
this is cheeks.
Watching Jokic's like 50-point triple double was insane.
You know what? That's one. I have four things on here. That was one of them.
Watching OKC get beat by the Spurs for a third time and pretty much dominated in that game was pretty crazy to see. It has me thinking a lot about this San Antonio squad and what they can do. Watching my Pats win the division for the first time in a bit. Like watching the Blazers beat Boston last night, you know, was pretty cool to be in the building to see that. So for me, I think those the four. There's some more. There's a lot more, actually.
That Sunday night game last night
was incredible.
I didn't have a dog in that fight.
Epic.
Incredible. I can't stand the 49ers going way back.
I'm with you.
I can't stand it. But I did say those are their best unis of all time. They should wear those unis.
With the black shadow. Yeah.
Those are their best ones. And Brock Purdy starting to justify the salary.
We will get there. That is definitely happening in this hour.
I didn't see your notes today.
I know. I forgot to send it to you. That's just poor show hosting on my part. Okay.
Yeah, Brock showed out last night. Got that little nasty Dougie that he does. We gotta find him something else to do. But
I'm with you though. The few things I had on my list, the Jokic triple double on Christmas night in overtime again. I mean, and then following up literally the next game with another triple double, not as epic, but I'm pretty sure he had I think it was damn near 30 something, 16 and 15. The dude's numbers this year are better than last year's.
Did you know Jokic has finished top two in MVP voting for the past 5 years?
Yeah, I'm not surprised because obviously he's won a few of them, and then I mean finished second last year.
Dude,
I mean, it's wild. What he does on the basketball court,
it
doesn't make sense.
Listen, Swag, we've watched a lot of basketball, right? You've been able to.
Yeah,
Jokic doesn't move like he's supposed to be good. Everything about Jokic is really awkward and kind of like frumpy and all these things, and he's it's like the layups that he does. It's like he didn't mean to do that, but somehow it went in. Like his jumper is kind of Larry Bird esque, it's behind his head, but it's just like, how is this working? And he just cooks everybody every night with like 2K type numbers. My MP is the only other person I know that puts up numbers the way Jokic does.
Yeah, he's shooting 60% from the field. That is on pace for his second best shooting season. 44% from three, which is the best in his career. Last year, he shot 41.7% from three.
So almost half your threes you're making per night. Like, yeah. I mean, I know the wins and losses might not show. Denver's still a great team, right? I think we all know that. But where would they be without that dude?
No, dude.
I honestly was talking to my wife about this the other day. I think Jokic is one of those dudes that when it's over, I'm good. When it's time for him to retire, and that might be soon, because I think he likes basketball, but he doesn't love it.
Did he just sign a new deal? I don't know when his current contract is.
He wants to wait a year, because if he does, he gets another, like, I don't know, $70 million or something. Like, yes.
He's not going to turn down that much money. No.
So I think he
can buy more horses. But.
Yeah, I think the only reason he plays in the NBA is because of how much he gets paid. I don't think he cares about anything related to the NBA. If he could make this amount of money doing what he does, obviously, in his home country, which obviously wouldn't happen, then he would do it. I mean, well, hell, he might do that, like you said.
He could run,
like,
for president or prime minister or whatever government setup they got back there in.
Well, who knows? He literally might, once he gets that Supermax, he might play that out and then be like, peace, I'm going back home. I'm playing out. I'm playing a couple of years in Serbia.
I could totally see him being like, I'm good. I've, you know, played. I've won championships. I've won MVPs. I have nothing else to prove. I want to go home to my horses. I just think about him winning the finals and being like.
The only thing would be if he thinks that, you know, staying sharp in the NBA to try to make an Olympic run with Serbia 1 year. I don't know. I don't know how many more younger talent they have coming up, but if he thinks at some point they might be able to, you know, win, because if he won a gold medal for Serbia in basketball, then
he might be just like, all right, now I'm really good.
Yeah.
Now I'm done. Jokic triple double. The Ravens beating the Packers and the Steelers losing to the Browns to set up a Ravens Steelers winner take all next Sunday night. Records be damned. Implications, like, obviously this is not for a number one seed, number two seed. Neither of those teams is going to win the Super Bowl. But Ravens, Steelers, winner take all, possibly Aaron Rodgers' last game, final game of the regular season. I mean, that's just, I mean, sign me up.
You can't write that.
Sign me up, dude. That's awesome. Yeah. Absolutely stoked that played out this weekend. And then my last favorite thing of the weekend, the Pop-Tarts Bowl. The Pop-Tarts Bowl.
Not
does
the Snoop Dogg.
No, that was a Snoop close Bowl. Second, but the Pop-Tarts Bowl is one of the. It's the People's National Championship. All right.
I've never heard that.
No?
No. This is the first time hearing of that.
It was the first time I heard it this weekend, too. But
I did not catch much of the bowl action. To be quite honest.
That was the one where, like, my son was even like, when's the Pop-Tarts Bowl? And I was like, my son got a Pop-Tarts, like, blanket. Like a little throw blanket for his bed that was in the shape of a Pop-Tart and looks like a Pop-Tart. It's got sprinkles on it. So my son's all about the Pop-Tarts Bowl. He loves
it. The playoff killed the bowl. The playoff system killed the bowl.
Have you seen the Pop-Tarts Bowl?
I've not seen the Pop-Tarts Bowl. So I'm going to go ahead. I've been to the Las Vegas Bowl. And if it's anything like that, then I think we're okay.
Well, let's be real, too. Like, half the stadium is filled in the Pop-Tarts Bowl. Yeah. It's not a
quarter
of
the stadium for the Las Vegas Bowl.
It's not a in-person event. It is strictly a made-for-TV event. But the Pop-Tarts Bowl struck again. But, Jokic triple-double, Pop-Tarts Bowl. The playoff implications of the football action this weekend. And that's what I wanted to get to next is playoff football, playoff atmospheres. It's already here, man. It is already here. We get to that next year on Dirt and Sprague, a Sports Saturday edition right here on the Fan Sports Network. Playoff atmosphere is already here, Rashad. I watched three games yesterday. I stayed off the red zone. There was only just games. There was a game during the morning slate I wanted to watch. There was a game in the afternoon slate. And then, of course, Sunday night football. In all three of the games that I watched, the home atmosphere, the mood, the vibes, the announcers. Hell, I even put in the Saturday the Texans Chargers game? Can't remember which day that fell on. Saturday.
Was it Saturday? Yeah.
Yeah, that was on Saturday. All four of the games I watched this weekend in the NFL all had that playoff feel. And it just, like, it definitely had me sit back in multiple times in that game and just take it in. I was like, during the, the Eagles-Bills game, I was like, dude, this is a Super Bowl matchup. Like, already. Like, we're getting a Super Bowl matchup in the regular season here, week 17, where both of these teams are fighting for different playoff spots implications. Yes, they'll be in the playoffs, but the Bills were at that point were still fighting to see if they had a chance for the AFC East crown. The Eagles, they're still fighting for seeding, potentially getting a 2 seed at best in the NFC. Vibes in that were immaculate. Chargers-Seahawks game, or excuse me, the Panthers-Seahawks game. Even in that one, like, the Panthers are trying to seal up the division. The Seahawks are trying to get the number one seed. The rain, the messiness of that game, the Panthers crowd, believe it or not, was even hyped. In that Chargers-Texans game, Chargers make a little comeback at the end, make things interesting to try and win that game. And then the Sunday Night Football game we talked about in the last segment, I mean, that was... When my girlfriend is sitting next to me and she is asking questions like, wait, how many points does a field goal get you? And wait, how do you say his name? How do you, you know,
gotta asking learn her, about Joe. The, you got to learn her up.
Asking about the rules, but also while watching it, she goes, gosh, this is so stressful. Like, she even understands like what's happening to the point of the drama. And I just tell him, like, that's why the best show, it's the best show on TV.
Hey man, sports is real life drama. Like, and you didn't mention it, but, and I know there weren't a lot of playoff implications or none of them for the Chiefs, but the Chiefs Broncos game and the way that ended. And
I was checked out by then.
Oh, I mean, but I mean, it was a defensive game for whatever reason, but Bo Nix took his team on a drive at the end and then hit a nice touchdown pass to end the game.
I was a few glasses of Pinot deep at that point where, you know, I was checked out of NFL viewing.
Yeah, so I think that was the only kind of bit of drama that happened in all of those games. So for that to be the nightcap and for it to end like that was actually pretty cool. Like, the most of the game was slow, but the way it ended was kind of cool. But yeah, there are a lot of teams, most of the teams, it almost kind of felt like a rivalry week of sorts, because we had some teams that just don't really mess with each other, you know, and then we have teams that absolutely needed to win to sew up their division or sew up a playoff berth and things of that nature. So super surprised with the Browns-Steelers game and Shador looking, you know, looked good. Shador looked okay. 17 for 23. It's okay. It's not a great game, but he didn't miss a lot.
If you look at the box score, then yes, but he literally had one of the worst throws I've ever seen.
Yeah, he didn't miss a lot. Speaking of worst throws, Caleb Williams, how many times could he have potentially won the game yesterday with bad throws?
Yeah, but Chris Collinsworth legit, I think, hates Caleb Williams.
He can't stand him. You can tell there's a bit of a bias, and you can tell he loves Brock Purdy and this 49ers squad. But to his credit, there was some throws that Caleb kind of, that's a sure touchdown if you throw that right there. You got somebody, and I'm not a quarterback, and I'm obviously HD, but if I'm seeing it that clear across the field, there's no way you didn't see it.
Well, there was one throw that he had, I don't know if it was second or third quarter, where, yeah, Collinsworth was piping up. He's like, gosh, he just has some misses that they're just weird. Like, he has this guy over here, and then he overthrows him, and out of bounds, incomplete. And I'm like, yeah, true. Like, he was scrambling to the right. And then in the fourth quarter, he has, like, four 49 players bearing down on him, like, already rushing him. And so he has to bail out of the pocket, run backwards. And then I believe it was Luther Burden, who was wide open across the middle, that he wasn't able to get the ball to him, and he was just like, see, there was another wide open miss right there. And I was like, okay. Yeah, I
mean, he was under some pressure.
I was like, yeah, technically he was wide open, but he was also running for his life because he had four 49er players already in the pocket, and he was running backwards to the side. He would have had, like, it was not an easy throw. And then even at the end of the game finishes, and they go back to the film, and he was like, you know, you got Colston Loveland back there. That's, you know, that's your big tight end. That's one of those where you just throw it up and have him just, out jump everyone for the touchdown. And I was like, he was surrounded by 49ers players. Yeah, like, he makes
triple
that
covered. I'm like, what do you mean?
Like, there was guys like in their zone, like ready to go if he tries to make that throw. And I'm like, all right, I think Collinsworth just legit hates Caleb Williams.
I think Collinsworth probably drinks on the job. Let me take that back. That's allegedly. I mean, that's not a, you know, thing, because sometimes he'll say things like, you really don't like him, or you're rooting for the other team. And last night it was clear that, at least in his mind, San Francisco was a superior team. San Francisco's who he wanted to, because it was nothing but, you know, all the great things Brock Purdy did. And Brock Purdy was awesome last night. I know we'll get to him. But yeah, Collinsworth was weird. But that said, with all the bad throws and all the misses, Caleb Williams still had a pretty good night, you know, throwing the ball.
Does he have 4,000 yards yet? I know that's that has yet to happen in Chicago Bears history, a quarterback to have 4,000 yards passing.
He does not. Currently, he has 3,700.
Yeah, 3,730. So he needs 270 yards next week to try and be the first Bears quarterback to throw for 4,000 yards in a season.
He threw for 300 last night, which is the first time all season that he's been able to go for that many yards. So I'm not
really.
Yeah, his first time all season.
Wow. He hadn't thrown for a 300 yard.
The highest was 298, which is
against
like
my Cowboys.
Yards.
298, four touchdowns,
which is like 300 yards. Like
I'm
not gonna skim him because of two extra yards.
What a bum! Couldn't throw for 300 yards against Cowboys.
Get him
defense.
Off my fantasy team.
I mean, come on. But yeah, I mean, just yesterday was great. As some of the environments and the vibes of some of the games, it just made me even more excited for the playoffs because it just felt like playoff football. Like, again, the Seahawks-Panthers game, while it was messy, it was wet. We're going to have to get into that. I mean, the Eagles-Bills game, that was messy and wet as well. There are some other games around the league that were happening that just had zero interest because the teams were out of the playoffs. I mean, didn't care about Saints, Titans, Bucks, Dolphins, whatever. I mean, the Pats put up 35 points on the Jets immediately, and you're like, okay, this one's over. And then, yeah, you know, the morning slate or the early week slate on Christmas Day. I mean, that Vikings-Lions game, while it didn't have exactly huge playoff ramifications, basically the Lions just fighting for their life. I mean, just when you get
that defense was crazy.
When you get that defense playing that well at home in Minnesota, that feels like a playoff environment as well.
Yeah,
that was insane.
Shout out to that Vikings defense, man. 6 turnovers, 5 sacks. Like that's what you want your defense to go out there and do.
But I want to go to next. Talk more about that Sunday night football because I think I have to already retract a statement that I made last week about the 49ers. We do that next year. Dirt Sprague, but a Sports Saturday edition right here on the Fan Sports Network.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I was telling Rashad during the break that your boy went in on some tacos last night, and I'm already facing the repercussions here.
Yikes, what kind of tacos?
It was just the Costco taco pack, you know, it's everything
fire
comes together, you know, you get the chicken, the cheese, the slaw.
So I gotta tell you,
we all started talking about food again, and I don't think that helped at all.
No. Especially considering, I don't think any of us have eaten yet. Maybe you, Swag, because you seem like you've been up for a while.
No, I make it a point, not to eat I hate eating this early. I don't, because then I'm
can't
like,
do it.
No.
Yeah, I'm not much of a breakfast guy. Yeah.
I am.
During
I just
the, during
I love
the weekdays,
breakfast,
yeah. At least.
I usually cook breakfast when I get home.
Yeah, I need a minute to kind of wake up for a little bit.
Yeah, I'm more of a weekend breakfast maker.
Now brunch is something completely. That's just
isn't it delightful?
Ah,
as guys, no, we don't get to do brunches. Like, it's weird. Like, you know, it's weird. What?
Why won't you do brunch?
No, we should do brunch, but I think there's this weird stigma like brunch
like
is
going
for ladies.
To brunch.
Yes, like we can't. The three of us look weird at brunch together. It's weird. I don't know why, but people just think it's weird. You know, I don't think so because who doesn't love eggs and chicken at the same time?
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, but
give
like
me some homemade corned beef hash or salmon hash. Let's go.
But like if one of us is like, hey, I'm just going to brunch with the fellas. Your lady would be like, what? You going where? Like, yeah, just brunch with the guys. That's one thing. We can't have sleepovers. Ladies can have sleep. Seriously, we can't have guy sleepovers.
Bring you sleeping
guy
bag.
Sleepovers happen by accident because everybody just
somebody's drunk.
Gets passed
out. That's usually how it happens.
Like, just crash here. Nobody even needs to get in trouble.
That's what I'm going
to
tell
that's
them.
How they happen. And dudes know when they're going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
You just don't say anything.
Dude, that's I'm just going to crash here.
That's what I'm going to tell my son next time. Yeah, that I get too drunk at a friend's house. Why'd you stay there? Oh, we were just having a sleepover.
Seriously.
You
know? Ladies can plan a whole ladies' night, buy pajamas, yeah. You know, do the whole thing.
There'll be a lot of New Year's Eve party with the Ducks getting the first game New Year's Day.
Yeah. Yeah, you might be
at a New Year's party where
there might
like
be some sleepovers.
Just grab a spot on the couch. Here's a blanket and a pillow.
Yeah. We can't even like let's say we all go on a guy strip and we go to Vegas, right? We have to get our own hotel rooms. We can't stay in the same room because it looks crazy.
Still stay in the same room. Just get separate beds.
We have this will be
or snuggle up, you know.
Coming up this spring will be fraternity reunion number 3. We've started doing them once everybody started turning 50. There's 3 years of classes. So we first year went to Nashville. Second one went to Austin. This spring we're going to Louisville.
Nice.
So we'll have dudes, you know, I mean, you double up.
Yeah.
Just to, you know, cost saving mechanisms.
Yeah.
I mean, we've all known each other for 35 years.
I've met ladies like, you guys are going together? Yeah. Yeah, we got a room. You guys got the same room, like an Airbnb? No, we got a hotel room together, double beds. Like, thanks.
Favorite moment of the extended sports weekend? Someone saying the 49ers, cockroaches. You kill one, there's 1,000 more. That's what I wanted to talk about here because last week, I believe it was Tuesday, we were hosting. Yes, it was Tuesday, and the 49ers, they played on Monday night. And I said, man, they're looking real good offensively. They are dialed in, but just don't buy them winning the Super Bowl. You know, you're missing some pieces on defense. You're missing some pieces on offense now. George Kittle was out last night. I think I'm going to go back on that. If Brock Purdy in this offense are playing this well in the playoffs, I mean, you're playing this well leading up to the playoffs offensively. I mean, since the bye week, Brock Purdy has been absolutely dialed in. He put up this many points in a game. I don't care what your defense does. I mean, clearly that's what happened last night. They put up, 42 points, gave up 38. Brock Purdy over the last few weeks has just been so dialed in and has been running this offense so efficiently. I mean, any receiver running a dig route over the middle, he's going to find him wide open. Christian McCaffrey right now, what he's doing. I mean, all the concerns about him coming into the year, rightfully so, man. I mean, he's been known for having some injuries. He's playing at the top of his game. Juwan Jennings has stepped up to be a huge number one option for them on the receiving core. Jake Tongis, when George Kittle was out for the first 6 games of the year, he stepped up. When George Kittle was out last night, he stepped up again. I mean, this offense is looking like it's just clicking at the right time and then, of course, last night they say, oh, yeah, Fred Warner, he might try to come back for a playoff run here. It's like, well, of course, you know, like they can't ever say die in San Francisco. Just the way that they've been looking the last few weeks on the offensive end. Brock Purdy, I don't know what's gotten into him. He has definitely turned a corner offensively. And the 49ers, I mean, look out. If they're going to be playing this well on that side of the ball, then they can definitely make a Super Bowl run.
I know Brandon Sprague is somewhere right now just elated and so effing happy that his team looks as good as they do right now. And I'm sure most 49er fans are have been waiting to say they told us so. You know, they're going to be back, all these things. And they may very well be back. But this time, it's because you have a quarterback that looks like he's all world. These last 3 weeks, Brock Purdy has been incredible.
I believe like 13 total touchdowns to one interception.
Two interceptions. He threw the one last night. One against the Colts last week. But he's out there dancing on the field, both literally and figuratively. That play that he had where he was getting rushed, and then he stepped forward but stepped back a little bit and gave himself just a little bit of room. It was almost like a step back move and gave himself a little room to deliver the touchdown. It was like, oh my gosh, this kid is out here. He looked, in that third quarter, he looked like Patrick Mahomes looked for the past 5 years.
You just dropped a Chris Collinsworth right there.
No, I'm saying just in that quarter. I'm not saying Leo, but in that quarter, he looked incredible. Like, and so if this is going to be your leader, and you got, what's number one?
Ricky Pearsall.
Pearsall, yes. Ricky Pearsall has been killing. Juwan Jennings, the leader in receptions and yards for that team right now. Like, next man up. It's the ultimate next man up team because everybody is supposed to go down.
Healthy. They'll need him. The bigger concern last night was they were working on McCaffrey pretty, his back or his oblique or something.
Yeah, late in the game. Yeah, you saw that.
If that wasn't anything more than just temporary, that's the biggest issue, because his ability to utilize him and force linebackers to stay keyed on him frees up all of the space in the middle of the field for all those crossing routes for everybody else. And if teams then can sit back in a zone a little bit more, if he's not available, then that changes the dynamic.
Yeah, I just, if they don't have McCaffrey, they got to go to maybe possible Oregon Duck, Jordan James at some point.
There, Brian Robinson.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Then,
if you don't have McCaffrey, that changes everything.
Correct, yes. I mean, he is – when you have a dude like him where it's basically like we can give him the ball in any situation, running back, wide receiver, in the flat after a play breaks down, last option, then, yeah, it's huge. But, I mean, Brock Purdy, they're winning because of him, not in spite of him now. Like, that's one of those –
that's how it started.
Yeah, it was one of those where it's like, can he take this? Can he lead them to victory? I mean, yeah, when Brock Purdy has all these pieces around him, then yeah, of course he's playing this great. Well, he doesn't have a Debo, he doesn't have a Brandon Ayuk. I mean, he does have a Christian McCaffrey, that helps, but at least on the again, the fact that George Kittle didn't play that good chunk of the beginning of the season, I know that Purdy was out for a little bit too. They had Mac Jones. I mean, also just give credit, yeah, to this whole team, the next up mentality, as you said, Rashad. I mean, this team could have been down and out early in the season. They could have been 1-4, 1-5. I mean, they had some games early in the season that could have gone the other way that they ended up winning. I think even at one point we were sitting here like, how the hell are the 49ers 4-1 at this point? Extremely impressive coaching job by Kyle Shanahan. I don't know what the odds are on Coach of the Year, but I think he should definitely be considered for it at this point because of what he's had to do throughout the entirety of this season.
Yeah, and I think it's also important to make sure you give some love to Mac Jones, because really Mac Jones kept him in the fight for most of that season while Brock Purdy was kind of, you know, figuring things out or getting right and everything. But Mac Jones' last two games, 319 yards, 3 touchdowns, and then 235 yards and 2 touchdowns. So he was absolutely doing work for the San Francisco team. So, yeah, man, Brock Purdy came in, and just, if you can believe it, has been a little better than that.
On the text line, I feel like we saw different games. The 49ers gave up almost 40 points to the Bears. That's not good. That's quite bad. They better hope they don't play a team with a halfway decent defense in the playoffs. What I'm saying in this segment is about their offense. The defense, yeah, and also one of the touchdowns they gave up was a pick six, you know, which, again, credit to the 49ers. You gave up a touchdown on the first play of the game, giving up a pick six, and were still able to respond and score seemingly in the next 5 possessions, it felt like. But I hear you, because that's actually what I want to get to in the next segment, is talking about some defensive play that I'm seeing in the NFL right now. But if this offense is playing as well, you can give up 38 points if you're scoring 42. The week before, how many did they score against the Colts? 47, was it, total points?
Something like that.
I mean, again, since the bye week, the 49ers offense has been one of the best in the NFL over the last 3 weeks. And Brock Purdy is playing like one of the best quarterbacks in the league right now. Hour number two coming up. Again, want to get on that part about some defensive play, because there was something this NFL weekend that impressed me just as much as anything else. A team that I want to trust, but I just can't. We got Monday Night Football action, and then who is the MVP of the NFL season? We get to that. Hour number two coming up. Dirt and Sprague, but a Joe Fish and Rashad edition here on the Fan Sports Network.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.